Hey, it's Chantel. Now let's discuss women in the 1930s and now. What is the ideal body? To be stick thin, have straight white teeth, smooth skin, have no scars or blemishes, long, smooth legs, and shiny, long, thick hair? Would that be the ideal body? Well, at least that's what it seems like it is now, with TV, radio stations, magazines, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, all of these forms of social media have changed the way we think into making us believe that we should be looking a specific way when we're all different and only a small portion of us can actually look these ways. Most people that you see on magazines that you think look these ways are actually photoshopped, and they have blemishes. Their hair isn't long and luscious. Their teeth might not be straight, or they may not be completely bright white, the same color as paper. Not everyone can be part of this whole idea of being perfect in this ideal body. Back in the 1930s, they wanted to look a specific way. They wanted to be tall. They wanted to be skinny. But why? They didn't have social media like we do. They don't have people telling them the way they should look like, right? Well, actually, they still had their family members, their husbands, other people that they don't even know. They had magazines and posters and actresses when they went to watch a show that all were this ideal body image that made women want to look the way they did. But has it changed at all? Not really. It has almost gone worse. I don't know why. It doesn't make much sense. Like, no one can be the perfect body because no two people are the same. Everyone is different in their own way. And isn't that what makes us all special and amazing? Now, our clothing is pretty different to how it was in the 1930s. You'll walk around and you'll see people wearing these jeans that people would call mom jeans or ripped jeans. They would have high-waisted pants or skirts. They'd wear crop tops, baggy or fitting clothes. They'd wear dresses or skirts or shorts that were above your knee, and they'd show a lot of skin. But that's so different from how it was back then. Back then, they had to wear a modest outfit. They wore clothes that were longer than their mid-calf, floor length, and they had a high neckline, wide shoulders. They had to look feminine. It had to be form-fitting. They wore high heels. They had their hair in a specific way. It's just so different, yet it's the same. They had a specific way that they thought they should look. Well, now we do too. It changes over time on how we look and how we dress. But overall, everyone's going to judge another person. It's just how it is. It's not like we can do much about it, though. Now, do us wearing these specific clothes and believing that we should wear this or wear that, does it really affect us? Not in a huge way, but it still does affect us in some way or the other. Some people more, some people less. Some people just don't care what they look like, while other people obsess over it. As women, what is our role? Should we be at home, making a roast, waiting for our husband to get home from work? Women in the 1930s started to pursue this better living, where they got a higher education, where they went to university and they went to college, and they fought to be equal with men. as much as they could. They wanted to be a part of the same activities, the same programs as men. They wanted to be looked to as equal. Women were getting jobs that were meant for men in all major fields. This was the beginning of the path to women being looked to as equals. In 2019, women can look back and be thankful, as the path to being equal will soon be finished.